Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. Hi, everybody. Let's see. We are live on Facebook. We are live on Blog Talk Radio. And I believe, let's see, webcam. I think we're live on YouTube as well. If not, we will be in a few seconds. No. All right. Welcome, YouTube. Welcome, YouTube. We're live, finally. I put those settings on YouTube for only me to view my videos, so that's why you guys haven't seen me in the last week and a half. But you will see me now, and I'll put all the other old stuff up. So today's Monday, November 16th, 1441 on the Moon and Sun calendar, and 2020 in the Gregorian calendar. All right, so we're going to continue where we left off on Friday with the body clock. All right, so it's 11:01. Between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., we're dealing with the heart. Eat lunch and socialize, enjoy conversations, connect with the people, and cooperate. Reach out to people, be of service, nutritious, balanced lunch, not too filling. From 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., small intestines is the highlight of your body that needs attention, needs affection, needs maintenance, whatever problems you're having in those areas. Those time blocks, the two-hour time blocks, help to restore if you know what to do to restore, maintain, revitalize, regenerate those areas. From 3 p.m. to, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., small intestines, solve your problems and get organized. Sort out issues. The body is digesting lunch. 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., the bladder, work, study, and drink tea. Best time for efficient work and to have your afternoon tea. Drink more tea, more water, and detox. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., kidneys. This is a recap. Eat dinner and restore your energy. Your kidneys store your energy reserves. If you feel tired, what did you spend your energy on? Put yourself first. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., socialize, flirt, and have fun. Pericardium is responsible for circulation, brain, and reproductive organs. Best time to conceive, have sex, get a massage. Pericardium, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a time clock for that. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., triple warmer, dealing with the heart. Thyroid and adrenals. Responsible for energy, transfer, temperance, and metabolism. Avoid eating 9 to 11 p.m. Chill out, relax, and read. Triple warmer. Okay, so today we're going to start where we left off Friday with the triple warmer. We're going to go to the next step. 11 p.m. to 1 a.m., gallbladder. And these are not specific to time standard or Eastern Standard Time, Central Standard Time, overseas. These are wherever you are, wherever you are. If it's not 11 a.m. where you are right now, then find your time. If you're on the West Coast, it's, 8 o'clock, 8, 9, 10, 11. It's 8 a.m. All right, so you would go to your 8 a.m. part, which we're going to cover in a few minutes. So wherever your time clock is in relation to the universe, that's the time that you use this human body energy clock. The gallbladder, sleep and regenerate, 11 to 1. These are ancient body clock measurements. So I know a lot of people work graveyard shifts. So the operative word there is grave. because you're supposed to be sleeping. Okay. Sometimes we have to do things past 11 o'clock. I'm not saying that you have to stay in the house and be in the house or whatever, but this is an ancient body energy clock that our ancestors made and worked by. And this helped them live a long life. This is pre-doctors, okay? Doctors haven't been here a long time. And remember, doctors killed George Washington with their mercury poisoning, so they're still practicing. You want to go with proven performances. And our ancestors knew everything inside and out because they created everything, okay? All right, sleep and regenerate. If you have gallstones, you may have pain at this time. And this is dealing with the gallbladder. So we're going to, I didn't see that before, but I'm going to tell you some herbs to take for stones, kidney stones, gallstones, stones in the liver. There's an Andrea Morales, I'll look it up, I think, before we come off. But he was a significant forerunner for cleaning the liver with the stones. And his method, people pass hundreds, sometimes thousands of stones in the liver. And remember, the liver in traditional Chinese medicine, the liver is the organ that holds anger. So when you're detoxing the liver, which is the next part, but you're probably going to do some crying, but we'll get there, all right? So for gallstones, let's look up gallbladder herbs. And the gallbladder works closely with the liver. And from the root word gall, you have a lot of bitter things that you're working with. Green and yellow are the colors. So those herbs that are green and yellow, especially the yellow ones, are very bitter, but they're very good. And you're dealing with a lot of bile. The bile secretion, and it helps you go to the bathroom, and it helps you with your digestion. Okay, right. So herbs for the gallbladder: stone root, an astringent, diuretic, and antispasmodic herb for the treatment and prevention of stones and sediment in the urinary, urethral, kidney, and gallbladder system. Useful for varicose veins, poor circulation, and prostate problems. Stone root. And actually, that root will help with kidney stones, gallstones, and liver stones. Okay, that one herb. Then we have milk thistle, a bitter, tonifying, detoxifying herb for the liver, reputed to be the most effective. It's specific for the gallbladder with antioxidant properties to prevent free radical damage, good for congestion of the liver, kidneys, and spleen, regenerates and rebuilds the liver, increases the production, secretion, and flow of bile, which you want as a liver protective when recovering from alcoholism. So I don't know why we covered that before, but I remember reading that to you last week. Okay. Boldo leaf, one of the best liver herbs, helpful for all adverse liver conditions, jaundice, hepatitis, strong liver and gallbladder cleanser. So the gallbladder and the liver work very close together. And barberry, another bitter tonic herb, beneficial to the liver for blood purification and bile formation. Great for all liver disorders, jaundice, cirrhosis, hepatitis. Great for gallbladder cleansing, mild laxative properties. Okay. So we might as well just go ahead and switch over to the liver because that's the next one. Okay. On the body clock, the liver is the next one, 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. That is not the time to be in a bar drinking liquor, okay? 1 a.m. to 3 a.m., deep resting and dreaming. If you wake up at this time, your liver is overwhelmed by the detoxing process. The liver is the most important organ in the body. In other cultures, not here, when we When people get married, they pledge their liver to each other, not their heart. The liver, you cannot live, L-I-V-E, without your L-I-V-E-R. The liver helps you to live, all right? So the liver is detoxing the body. It's the number one organ to detox the body, okay? The skin is the largest organ, but the liver is the most important. Alcohol, chemicals, drugs, poor diet, all need detox by liver. All right. So this is not the time to eat. You should be sleeping. You should be going into your deep sleep, the next level down into sleep. Okay. For the liver. Now, herbs for the liver include agrimony, a tonic astringent, and bitters herb specifically to the liver for strength and increasing bile flow. A useful diuretic for the kidneys. It stops bleeding, kills parasites. Okay. Barberry, we just read that for the gallbladder. Barberry is a very useful herb. It's a tonic, a bitter tonic, beneficial to the liver for blood purification and bile formation. Great for all liver disorders. Jaundice, cirrhosis of the liver, hepatitis. Great for gallbladder cleansing, mild laxative properties. Now, these things will not work alone. You cannot just drink herbs or drink a tea every day to get rid of your problems. You have to stop doing whatever it is that is causing harm to these organs. So if you're, like, for instance, I had an uncle who had gout, and which is very significant because it causes so much pain, but that's one of the things that the liver is responsible for. So pork and liquor were his vices. And so I asked him, like I asked all my clients, are you willing to, you know, not cut down, but cut this part out of your life to get healed? Oh, yeah. Okay. Set everything straight. The gout was gone. Everything was working perfectly. And then they had a pig roast. All right. And he was in charge of the pig. So needless to say, the gout came back. And any of my clients will tell you that once I have cleansed you with something, cancer, diabetes, whatever it is, you're going to get the healing. The healing is not the problem. The problem is you feeling so good that you think you can go back and do those things again, but your body will pay the price. Okay? You can't play with that. You can't clean your house and then walk back on the floor with dirty shoes and expect to have clean floors without doing the cleansing. And I often tell my clients also to get the foot detox machine, and I tell you which one to get. A lot of the ones that are on the market aren't working, but the ones that do, the one I use in my practice is in my business, not a practice. I'm not practicing, but my machine costs over $2,000. The one that I recommend for you costs several hundred, but it still works. But it's not to buy and then just eat crazy, fucked up ass shit, and then think you're going to go back and clean yourself. That's not what it's for. That's abuse. You're going to eat pig and then do a detox and then eat pig again. Your body's going, no, not having it, not working like that. So you have to work with that. Use your brain. Okay, boldo leaf, we just read that. That's another one for liver. Buckthorn bark, a gentle, non-habit-forming laxative and diuretic herb effective for constipation and liver congestion. Helps stimulate bile, helps expel intestinal parasites, works like a milder version of Cassara Sagrada, all right? And then the next on the body clock, from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m., the highlight is lungs. You're supposed to be sleeping soundly. You're supposed to be sleeping from 9 to 11. You're supposed to be chilling out, relaxing, and reading. From 11 to 5 a.m., sleeping soundly. If you cough at this time, your lungs are expelling toxins. So if you're coughing in, your lungs are doing its job, all right?
Or,
I know Mullenleaf is one that I go to all the time. And you'll notice about certain herbs, they have a signatory, and they look like what they heal. Like, for instance, let's see. One of the herbs, the, cohosh black or blue, they look like the female parts. And that's good for menopause to stop the hot flashes and things like that. Let's see, bone set is the bile and the liver and the gallbladder. The ones that have that stench, if you will. All right, fenugreek seed, my number one, a soothing herb used to alleviate mucus congestion in both respiratory and waste elimination systems. Softens and dissolves hardened and stubborn mucus in the lungs. Okay. Marshmallow leaf, calcium-rich herb to soothe and heal mucous membranes for skin, lungs, digestive tract, and bowel. Helps treat respiratory disorders, increases and enriches mother's milk. So if you're a mother and you're trying to breastfeed, if you drink fenugreek seed and marshmallow leaf, you're going to be flowing like a mighty rushing river with your breast milk. Okay, and it also enriches the breast milk. Witch hazel bark. And we all know witch hazel is made from the witch hazel bark, and that's been on the shelves for decades. A strong, astringent herb effective in stopping bleeding, especially menstrual and hemorrhages from the lungs, stomach, uterus, and bowels. Good for varicose veins. Helps control vaginal discharge. All right. So witch hazel bark, the old women used to talk to the girls about when they started taking the dish, remember those red rubber dish things they used to hang on the back of the door with the grandparents and the great-grandparents home? The ladies used to have that long thing to stick up there. Well, you don't see those anymore. They have the Eve Summers, but we don't know what the fuck the chemicals are in that shit. I wouldn't take it, all right? So the best thing to do also is if you want to find out something that's in, something that is that a corporation is asking you to ingest, pour it on a plant that you don't give a fuck about. Pour it on a plant and see how fast that plant dies, okay? We have the same makeup as the plant. The plant kingdom is very near to us. That's why we can ingest it. That's why it's our cure, you know? Lung. All right. Mullein leaf is also good for the lungs. Colt's foot is good. Mullein is good. Sugarcane. Now, if you're in New York, you can go to Brooklyn or Queens, and you see on the side of the road the nobles from other countries like Costa Rica, Mexico, any of the South American places, any of the Caribbean islands. They have these pickup trucks usually, or it looks like one of those food trucks, and they have tarp on the back, and they have a fruit stand there. They have the long sugar cane, and we, like where I grew up in my house in St. George in the country, we had a sugar cane field in front of our house. And so the sugar cane, if you go to those trucks, they put them through this little motor. It's a juicer, but it's rigged like a mug. And so they cut them and they slide it through, and all that pure cane sugar comes out as a liquid. And I usually buy a gallon at a time. And a lot of times you have the children with asthma and bronchitis and things like that. If you give them a little bit of cane sugar with a squeeze of lime or lemon, mostly lime. They may throw it up, but it'll be big balls of mucus, or they'll poop it out like babies, or toddlers, not babies, but toddlers. If you give them, you know, a little bit, it usually comes out in their poop, like jelly. You know what mucus looks like, phlegm, okay? And so that is a very good thing to do. Now, you can use the cane sugar. You can drink it by itself. You can put some lime or lemon in it, or you could use it to sweeten your tea or make Kool-Aid. It's better because white sugar is going to cause your arteries to harden. And we all know what white sugar does, white everything, white sugar, white flour. And it's coincidental that those things are called white, but look at the vanilla bean. The vanilla bean is called when you think about vanilla, you think about the color white, but that's black in color. Okay. As above, so below, you have people in this on our land saying Black Lives Matter and I'm black and black and proud. You're not black if you are of African descent. You are white in status. And that has been flipped, okay? We're not to describe each other as black. We are to attach our nationality to our being, okay? So people of color, we are not black. We are white in status. And the great Dick Gregory used to talk about that. He used to say, white is not a color, it's a status. If you don't have trillions of dollars in the bank, you can't be white. So we have trillions of dollars in the bank because we own everything. We own the land. We own everything under the land. We own everything above the land. We own everything on the sea, under the sea, above the sea, because our people were here first before the Europeans came. There was no Christopher Columbus that discovered anything. He was lost, a criminal fleeing his country. And then they made a way. Our ancestors were so friendly, that's where you get the Treaty of Peace and Friendship. We said, oh, come on in. And it was like the Tasmanian devil hit our land. And we've been fighting for all these years to get back our status and get back our land. You know, you came here and you put a government on top of a government. There is no second government. There's one government, and we allowed you to be here to produce commerce. The United States government is not a government, it is a corporation. And you were given permission to come here to conduct commerce. And the controversy with the American flag is not an American flag, it's a commerce banner. Okay? There's only one flag on this land, and that's the Moroccan flag. Do your research and do your history, do your due diligence. That is not a flag. So when you're taking a knee, you're taking a knee to not a flag, but a banner. That is a commerce banner, the Star Spangled Banner. It's not a flag, all right? And so those things have to be brought up because there's some confusion. Black lives don't matter. White lives matter. White power. The reason why you're not getting a remedy from these people walking up to your children, walking up to our children, our sisters, our brothers, our nieces, our nephews, and shooting them in the head, why won't these cops go to jail? Because you're in your wrong status. You're saying, I'm black. Okay, we're going to shoot every black nigger here and not have any repercussion or consequence because you're under their jurisdiction. Once you nationalize and take your rightful status, you're saying, one, that you're awake. My conscious sweatshirt from Blue Pill or Red Pill, I can't remember which one I bought this from, but you have to be conscious. You have to get into your right status. They can't touch you. They can't do anything to you. If they touch you, you can take them down. You have the rights afforded to you that our ancestors put in place, okay? So research the Treaty of Peace and Friendship. Research the original Constitution, United with a lower case you, states for America, not of America, for America, 1791. Okay? So these people on our land are, you're saying, you white person, white devil, white supremacy, there's no such thing because you are white. Stop calling them white. They're not white. They're black. What they did was they flipped the script on you, okay? Black lives don't matter, okay? White lives matter. So if you're in your right status, they're not going to touch you. They're not going to say anything to you, but you have to be in right status. Y'all clown Stacey Dash, when she was arrested for that domestic violence thing that happened down in Florida, y'all clowned her because on her arrest record, it says white. Oh, she want to be white. You trying to be white. No, motherfucker, I am white. Okay, she knew her status. All right. So when you know your status, I know a lot of people are going to be offended by that, but the truth does not need addressing at all. Okay. We are not black people. We're not niggers. We're not Negroes. Those names were used to describe other people that were in our employ. Right? Okay. One of these days, I'm going to tell you the real history of slavery. It wasn't our ancestors because they owned the land. Okay. They came with a Bible and a blanket saying, in God we trust. But who is their God? God is gold, oil, now opium, now opiates, and diamonds. Okay. The God is in you. Ye are gods. You need to worship this, the temple. Stop eating pork, stop eating beef, stop eating stuff that is causing your body to retaliate against you. You should not be waking up in pain any days of your life, okay? No one should be on medication for the rest of their life. If you have any family members that are physicians, take them to the side and let them tell you the truth, okay? They'll probably swear you to secrecy, but they will tell you the truth. Because they have a conscience, all right, most of them. So when you're dealing with black and white issues, remember, black power, say loud, I'm black and I'm proud, all of those things were propaganda to keep you out of your right status. You're not black and you're not proud, okay? You are white in status. You are of African descent. You are a Moor. Whether you are in Turkey, in Iraq, in Africa, Morocco, here, this is Morocco. Go back and look at Obama and Hillary Clinton talking about First Union, First Nation, to recognize their company / corporation. Morocco, you are in Morocco. This is North Morocco that you are. If you are in the United States of America, all lowercase in red, you are in Morocco. George Washington talked about chopping down the cherry tree. The cherry tree is the state tree for Morocco. All right? So do your due diligence. You are not black. Stop saying you're black. You're not black. Black is a color. Look up. Spike Lee told us and Malcolm X told us black is evil and all that stuff. That's not you. That's not you. Stop saying you're black, all right? Okay, from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., you have the large intestines. We're going to be saying bye to Blog Talk Radio in a few minutes, but we'll carry on. The large intestines, now 5 to 7, it's time to wake up and drink water. You can put some lemon in the water to make it alkaline. Drink alkaline water, but drink water. Room temperature water. Okay, go for a brisk walk from 5 to 7. No caffeine at this hour. No coffee. Coffee was made for enemas, not to drink. Coffee was made for enemas to jumpstart your organs. If you were in the hospital back in the turn of the century, before the turn of the century, in the 1800s, the 1900s, they used coffee to jumpstart your organs. If you were dying, they used to take the coffee, cool it, obviously, but take it up, do the business, and you could feel your organs starting to work again, okay? So don't drink coffee. You can drink chicory root. Find out all the things that chicory root has. It's good for the liver as well. Chicory root has vitamin A to vitamin P in its content. Good, very good for the liver, okay? So drink no caffeine at this hour. Your body needs water for a healthy colon, all right? Large intestines from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. From 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., the stomach. Eat breakfast. Fruit, protein, low gastrointestinal, carbs, healthy fats. Take vitamins, pack a lunch, and snacks. Okay, so I'm going to do the large intestines and the stomach herbs at the same time. Okay. I'll just do colon. Slippery elm bark, a strengthening, soothing herb, ideal for sore, inflamed, ulcerated mucous membranes. Good for stomach, bowel, and colon ulcers and inflammation. A throat coat and expectorant for dry, sore throats and cough. If you go to some health food stores, they have the slippery elm bark lozenges. And that's what it's talking about, soothing the mucus in the body, sore membranes. For the stomach, the bowels, the colon, and throat coat. It's good to help. If you buy the actual herb for slippery elm, it looks like cotton. But what it does is things like that and mullein leaf, they have, it looks like fur on the herb. You just take that and it's going to go through, but it's going to pull all that sticky stuff out. That's what it does. Okay. Safflower, a bitters herb for digestive, colon, and circulatory cleansing. Provides glandular support, stimulates congested, obstructed blood flow, especially for women, helps lower cholesterol and remove plaque from the arteries, neutralizes and dissolves uric acid deposits, and then it reduces lactic acid buildup. Psyllium husk, a soothing, lubricating herb with drying and cleansing laxative properties. Serves as a colon broom for chronic constipation, effective for inflammatory regulation for the colon and bacteria. And black walnut hull, manganese-rich herb, strong antifungal with laxative, astringent, blood cleansing, vermicide, and toxic properties, rich in organic iodine. If you have low blood, don't take those iron pills because they're going to make you constipated, especially the ones they give pregnant women. Effective treatment for intestinal worms, great antifungal for cases of candida overgrowth, and helps to tone the colon. Black walnut hulls. All right, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., the spleen. Work and be active. Okay. Work and be active. So 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. is not the time to take a nap. You should have been awake at 5. Because remember, when our ancestors worked our land, they got up before the sun. I remember my mom used to make me cut the grass when we moved into our new home in Hudsontown, Davis Terrace. And Robin and Tammy Robin is only a year younger than me, but Tammy is 6 years younger than me. And Tammy was a baby. Tammy was a baby when we moved back from New York in 1970. She was just born. And so I had to cut the grass. And then when Robin got a little bigger, Robin was able to cut the grass, but my mom would make me cut the big side and Robin cut the small side. So I was like, why do I have to cut the big side? And my mom was like, it's equal. It's the same. And so I was like, no, it's not. You can look at it and tell. And my mom was like, it's the same size. So I got a broom and went outside and flipped the broom to measure, all right, 37 broomsticks versus 12 broomsticks. It's not the same. And so things don't always appear to be what they are, all right? And so you have to work and be active. And so I said that to say that my mom would tell me, don't go 1 o'clock in the afternoon to cut the grass because you're going to fall out. Go cut the grass before the sun comes up or after the sun goes down. And I learned to do that. I'm not a morning person ever, never will be. But, you know, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. Like when I was in the military, we used to get up at 3 a.m. to do our PT. I think we would eat breakfast first and then do our PT and then do our run. But you're supposed to be active from 5 to 7 going on that brisk walk. Now, if you ever studied the sleeping prophet Edgar Cayce, I found his book from the 1920s, and he said he has a very good method. I tried this and it worked for healing your eyesight. You don't ingest anything. Everything is working from the outside. So what he said that you can do, and this works, I'm telling you, you see a difference in your eyesight within 1 to 2 weeks. You have to do it every day, though, at least once a day. When you wake up in the morning, you take a 30-minute brisk walk. And while you're walking, you're doing this exercise, okay? Just make sure everybody can see me. Live stream. Okay, so you're going to do this. You're going to put your chin to your chest. I just heard it crack. And then you're going to try to put your head all the way back to your back. It's not going to work all the way, but, you know, stretch it. You do that 3 times. And then you take, you move your head from the right 3 times. To try to touch your shoulder, and you're just stretching. And everything up here, around here, is working and stretching out, okay? Left side, 3 times, and then you're gonna spin your head around 3 times. I can't tell you how and why this works, but it works, all right? So try doing that when you're up in the morning doing your brisk walk. Remember those techniques, they work. Okay, and spleen, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., work and be active. The spleen is associated with mental powers, supports metabolism, and is responsible for converting nutrients into energy. The spleen also is what we call the backup blood system. The spleen holds extra blood for you. So just say, for instance, if you cut your finger, and there's blood coming out, and before you do a tourniquet, the blood is gushing out. That spleen is already working. And the spleen also is the organ in traditional Chinese medicine for worry, all right? So whenever I do an analysis or a screening on somebody and the spleen shows up, first question, what are you worried about, all right? So it helps with the metabolism, so it's working with the thyroid. It supports mental powers. So if you're depressed, it could be your spleen is off a little bit, all right? And also converts nutrients into energy. So while you're eating right, the spleen is going to be working to convert the good food nutrient into energy. So you're not sleepy or tired or have itis. And so that completes the human body energy clock. Because we started at 11 a.m. to 1 with the heart. So I'm going to go from, let's just start in the morning when you're waking up, okay? 5 a.m. to 7 a.m., 16 plus ounces of water when you get up. It's the large intestine, so you're going to try to flush out, you're going to flush out your large intestine, your system. Wake up and drink water. Go for a brisk walk. You don't have to go outside if it's dark outside at 5 a.m. where you live. You know, just go in your backyard. If you don't have a yard, walk around in your domicile. No caffeine at this hour. Your body needs water for a healthy colon. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., stomach, eat breakfast. Fruit, protein, carbs, low GI carbs, not potatoes, hash browns, all that bullshit. You're going to do low carbs, okay? Healthy fats. Avocado is a healthy fat. not lard. All right. Take vitamins, pack your lunch and snacks. From 9 to 11, you're working on the spleen. Work and be active. The spleen is associated with mental powers, supports metabolism, and is responsible for converting nutrients into energy. 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., you're working with the heart. Eat lunch and socialize. Enjoy conversations, connect with people, and cooperate. Reach out to people, be of service. That's a good time to volunteer, too. You know, take your lunch and go volunteer. Well, with COVID, everybody is locked down, but normally when I say volunteer, that would be go to your child's school and donate time. You know, when my daughter was at Hendersonville Elementary School in Hendersonville, South Carolina, there was one thing that I saw, and I'm not going to say, but that one thing I saw during my visit to the school allowed me to volunteer. What I did was I did not like something I saw, and I went every single day for the rest of the year to volunteer in my daughter's class. And then I became a volunteer. Actually, I got volunteer of the year that year. I put in over, I think, 1,000 hours or something like that. But volunteer. Go to a soup kitchen. Volunteer. Help, you know, children read. Be a tutor. Volunteer. Take your old clothing that you can't fit anymore, that you're wishing to fit in, take it and donate it. Create a vacuum. You're not going to get to your desired weight. I can say this for me. I just dropped 80 pounds again this year from in January to now. But Thanksgiving last year time, my daughter and I packed up all our old stuff. And I'm telling you, I gave away extra small and small clothes that I was wishing and praying and hoping that I could one day fit back in. But that doesn't work. You have to create a vacuum. You have to give something to get something. So I had put on a few pounds. I had gotten back up a little bit in the weight because eating vegan processed food will make you gain weight. That's not healthy either. Okay. When you're trying to substitute things that you like and you put anything on your plate to get that that craving over, it doesn't work. So if you have a vegan something with potato starch in it, it's still technically vegan. It's not plant-based, but then again, you know, and I really don't want to get into that right now, but potatoes are not a plant. They're hybrid, but people still eat them. But you have a lot of fillers in the vegan food. Dick Gregory used to tell me that the number one cancer population in America are vegans because they leave meat and they go to soy and other processed foods. Okay. I know Chief Ali did a video, I think it was last year, about Beyond Meat, the Beyond Sausage. He was like, listen, and let me tell you something. Chief Ali is on fleek with his information. When you sit in one of his classes, I remember the first time we went to see him, and we were like, our heads were like cramped. We were like, oh, my God, the information is so good. You just want to sit there all night long. He's one of the smartest people I know. And so he did a little thing on sausage, and he did his lab experiment. He was like, let me tell you something. And he is pro-vegan, but he has clients, and he knows that everybody doesn't have to be a vegan. But he said, yo, he says, I would rather you eat meat, eat flesh, than to eat with this, okay? So people tell me all the time, this says organic, this says vegan on the front. Don't look at the front, look at the back, look at the ingredients. Anything that you cannot pronounce, Google it, and it's going to tell you what the benefits and what the harmful repercussions are. Okay, what are the side effects for eating that sausage? I know the last time after I saw that video and I tried it, I thought I was having a heart attack. But I think that they changed a lot of stuff, but I don't know. you know, Bill Gates put up the money for that, and we know what his mantra is: depopulation. And you know, he's for immunization, but we found out that his children were not or his kids weren't immunized. Okay, so you won't get double talk from me. Whenever you hear me talking about something, it's because I already tried it, and I feel comfortable recommending it to my clients who are in the same predicament. But I'll never be bought, because I have everything that I need. You can't pay me. There's nothing on this planet that I don't already have. And I want to talk about that for a minute, because we have people that sell their soul, so to speak, fame and fortune. But guess what? You already own it. They're taking your money and giving it to you to get something that they don't have. They don't have a soul. So when you terminate all corporate contracts, you're terminating blood contracts. You can be free if you want to be. You don't have to do the things that they're asking you to do, dressing up as a woman if you're a man. You know, people around you suddenly dying. You don't have to have homosexual sex if you don't want to, because you can terminate your contract at any moment, okay? And so one of the things in the Bible, it talks about the devil, which we know is a farce, telling Jesus, which we know is a prophet that's been reincarnated many times. He took him to the top of the mountain. He says, if you bow to me, I'm going to give you all of this. All right. Guess what? That's my shit. You can't give me nothing. You can't give me what I already own. So don't believe the hype. Don't fall for the okie doke. You are free if you want to be free. You do not have to do anything that you don't want to do. Okay? There's always an opportunity for you to be free. You just have to do your research and don't believe what the Albions are telling you. All right? Okay, so we left off at heart from 11 to 1. Small intestines from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Small intestines, this is a time to solve your problems, get organized, sort out issues. The body is digesting lunch. 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., the bladder. Work, study, and drink tea. Best time for efficient work and to have your afternoon tea. Drink tea, more water, and detox. You can take a colon cleanser. The one that I tell people to take is MAG07, M-A-G-07. You can get it online. They have a vegan version. You can get it from the vitamin shop. Or you can make your own. It's just rice bran and magnesium. Not milk of magnesium, magnesium, okay? So you take the magnesium, you take the MAG07 at night when you're laying down, not reading the paper, when you're about to go to sleep, you drink it. It's pills, but sometimes people don't want to take pills. You just take it, open the pills, put in about this much water in a bottle, shake it up, drink it, have something sweet after that, you know, or orange, whatever, and then lay down and go to sleep. When you wake up in the morning, because it's working laterally, you know, smoothing everything down, and when you wake up, you're going to go to the restroom to eliminate. And you might eliminate between 2 and 5 times within a 2-hour period. Okay, you're not going to be running back and forth to the bathroom, and you know it won't be cramping all day. Once you eliminate that morning, and then it starts to help your bladder, not your bladder, your colon get regular, because in true traditional Chinese methods. You're supposed to eliminate 15 minutes to an hour after you eat your meals. And that's for a properly working colon. My colon works with ease. My colon works with ease. My colon works with ease. That's how you ease your colon, okay? And so now, the first time you take the MAG07, the first day I took it, I dropped 8 pounds. And I talked about that last week. And over the years, I've said that that's the only reason why I kept with the protocol, because I saw results the first day. And so whenever you take it, you're going to drop major pounds. So if you're saying, I don't need to lose weight, you need to clean your colon, because the colon holds stuff. If you don't detox over the years, you still have stuff from your high school years there, all right? So the first day you take the MAGO-7, your shit is going to be black, and it's going to smell like somebody died, all right? It's going to be so stink, you're going to need to make sure you have your air freshener, your matches for sulfur, everything. It's going to be, you're going to have a blowout, but you're going to feel like you are floating on air once you get finished with that elimination. You're going to feel so much lighter physically, okay? And so that's one of the things that you can do to help get yourself back. You're going to take it for about 4 or 5 days. You can't take it, you know, every day. And so when you do that, that's a jump start. That's a detox process that you can do on your own, okay? Let's see, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., the kidneys, eat dinner and restore your energy. Your kidneys store your energy reserves. If you feel tired, do a log. What did you spend your energy on? Okay, when you wake up in the morning, what are you doing? Write it down so you'll know. You can't remember. A short pencil is better than a long memory. Okay, write it on anything, but just keep that piece of paper handy so you can keep track of what is draining your energy and what is giving your energy. You have parasites in your body. You have parasites in your home, in your domicile, okay? Don't let people suck you dry. You have to stand up for yourself. If you, okay, this is it. Eat dinner and restore your energy. If you feel tired, what did you spend your energy on? Put yourself first. When you're on an airplane and you're traveling with a child and some shit goes down, they're going to tell you with that mask drops, you put it on you first, because you're trying to put a mask on your child or somebody that you're assisting, and you're going to get dizzy and you're going to fall out, all right? Put it on yourself first, and then you put it on the child. Put yourself first, okay? All right. Pericardium, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., socialize, flirt, and have fun. Hence, happy hour. That's why they have happy hour from 7 to 9. Pericardium is responsible for circulation, brain, and reproductive organs. So you're flirting, your reproductive organs are ready, you know, you get the picture. Best time to conceive, have sex, get a massage, all right? Not in that order, but hey, whatever floats your boat. 9 p.m. to 11 p.m., triple warmer, thyroid and adrenals. The adrenals are the glands that gets the sex glands in right standing, okay? Responsible for energy transfer, temperature, and metabolism. Metabolism is your energy, keeps you going. Avoid eating between 9 and 11, or don't eat after 9, okay? The next time you're going to eat is breakfast time between 7 and 9. Okay, from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m., do not eat, okay? Your body is doing its work with the elimination, with the process. It's like your body is saying between 9 p.m. and 7 a.m., okay, let's review everything. You're working. Your body it has a night shift. And so the triple warmer, the gallbladder, the liver, the lungs, the large intestines, those are eliminating organs. So they're trying to do their work, but if you're eating on top of it and they're like, God damn, what the fuck? Shit. I'm trying to eliminate the stuff out of here and you're piling it on. All right. Don't do that. If you can help it, 9 p.m. to 7 a.m., do not eat. Your body, the organs are working and you're just throwing stuff on them. It's like your body is cleaning the floor. And then midnight, you want a snack because you got the munchies because you're smoking that loud that the government is making, not the government, because we're the government, that the corporation, the United States Corporation, is making in college laboratories all over the world, spraying that shit, making you a Cheetos person. All you want to do is play video games in the middle. You're not working on your business plan. You're not outworking. You're not doing what you're supposed to do because there's something hindering your critical thinking and your thought process. okay? I'm not anti-weed, but you should get the normal stuff, the stuff that's grown out of the ground, not in a lab. GMO, okay? Dick Gregory told me that whenever he's detoxing somebody that smokes loud, it takes 6 months to get that, he said, get that shit out of their system. That's what he told me. So do what you got to do. But don't eat between 9 and 7 a.m., okay? Pericardium, triple warmer, 9 p.m. to 11. Thyroid, we just did that. Gallbladder from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. If you have gallstones, you may have pain at this time. So we already told you to get the stone roots. And if you're up, if you're in pain, I didn't give you pain. Tomorrow I'll give you pain herbs. All right, you can put together. I have a pain tea that I make, and it's got about 15 different herbs for pain. It'll make you numb immediately. And one of my favorite clients, he said, I didn't even give it to him as a tea. He came and brought his nephew to me to see. And he got up out of the chair. I was like, what's wrong with your back? He's like, I had this pain for a long time now. And I go to Mexico and I get injections. I said, hold a minute. So I went and got my stuff and I put it with the oil and I cooked it down a little bit and I made a rub. And his sister and I rubbed his back. And I tell you, that's how he became one of my leading business partners, because he said it took him about 3 months to 6 months to feel that pain again. And I said, well, how did you know that it wasn't there? He said, because every morning when I get up, it's there. I went, he would do like this. He was doing all this to try to find the pain. He couldn't find it. All right. So you don't have to be hopped up on pain pills, which has 15 other side effects. And any medication, period, point blank, starts to deteriorate the liver and the kidney. I don't care what it is. All right. So if you're taking 7 pills, you got at least 700 side effects you're dealing with. I'm being facetious, of course, but you might have 70. Because each medication, it has a long list. They even give you a list of the side effects when you go pick up your shit from the pharmacy. Side effects. You can stop breathing is a side effect. You get covered in boils is a side effect. So you're trying to help one area and then you're messing up all the other areas. Okay. That makes no sense at all. All right. Gallbladder from 11 to 1. If you have gallstones, okay. Liver, 1 a.m. to 3 a.m. Deep resting and dreaming. Try to put a piece of paper or a notebook pad or something and a pencil or a pen by your bed. And if you have a dream that's significant, just write the dream down and then go do your research on it. It's just your body or your God self trying to give you a message, because obviously during the waking hours, you're not listening. So, you know, sometimes we have to be stopped. Sometimes we have to be slowed down by any means necessary. When the ancestors or the universe or your higher self is trying to get your attention, you're going to be slap dab stopped in the middle, and they will get your attention at all costs. Okay. So remember when you were going to the office for work and you would work triple overtime and you could barely get up and barely making the money because the corporation is taking your money from taxes and FICA and all this other stuff. And you're not, I mean, you're giving them more money, but you're not making it. You're just making more hours, but you're not making more money. And then you would get so sick and you would have to take a day off. That's what that is. That's what that is. You have to make sure that you're getting your rest. And I'm not saying that dreaming is bad, but when you have your waking hours, you're supposed to be catching revelation during that time. All right, 3 a.m. to 5, lungs, sleep soundly. If you cough at this time, your lungs are expelling toxins. 5 to 7, so don't go get no NyQuil. Let your lungs do its job. Your body knows what to do. You don't have to tell any part of your body what to do. The only part of your body that you can command is your brain. You can command your brain to do things that you need it to do. but you don't have to tell any part of your body. You don't talk to the lungs in the morning and say, okay, I need you to breathe, right? You don't have to do that. It does it on its own. All right, this 1201, we're going to wrap this up. Large intestines from 5 a.m. to 7, 16, at least 16 ounces of water when you wake up. That's 2 of the 8-ounce bottles. Knock that out. Put some lemon juice in it. Large intestines, wake up and drink water. Go for a brisk walk. No caffeine at this hour. Your body needs water for a healthy colon. 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., stomach, eat breakfast, fruit, protein, low GI carbs, healthy fats. Take vitamins, pack your lunch and snacks. 9 a.m. to 11, spleen, work and be active. The spleen is associated with mental powers, supports metabolism, and is responsible for converting nutrients into energy. Now, one thing I want to also, before I leave, talk about is, what is breakfast? Breakfast could be leftovers from last night. One of my good associates, Tricia, wrote a book years ago called Reverse the Diet or something like that, where she would tell people to eat dinner at breakfast. Don't believe the hype about what an American breakfast is. American breakfast has got you fucked up. Eggs clog your arteries. The meat, you don't have to have meat in the morning. You don't have to have that. You don't have to have bacon and toast and eggs and grits and oatmeal. That's suicide. You're causing genocide on your own body, all right? Fruits, low carbs, healthy fats. Take your vitamins or drink your vitamins. There's one of my friends, Ola Loa, out of Hawaii. I don't see a lot of it anymore. I used to get it on the vitamin shop. You can go to drinkyourvitamins or eatyourvitamins.com, and they make a vitamin which helps you to restore your bones. They make one for kids. They make one for people who participate in sports. Olaloa.com, I think, is the website. But just, it used to be drinkyourvitamins.com. You could go that way too. And so make sure that you're not following a system that does not work. All right. The way these people are telling you to eat, got milk? No, I don't got milk because I'm not a calf. Got milk is oat milk. It's hemp milk. It's coconut milk. I don't even really endorse almond milk unless you're in a tight spot. It's better than drinking the cow's milk. All right. So these are corporations previously, because they've all been lean and they're now dissolved and defunct. These are companies that have an interest in making money. The U.S. Service Corporation, in all caps, United States government, is here to conduct commerce. No other reason. They're not your friend. They're here to make money. So you can listen to them and go down the road where you're going to be checking in with your doctors all day long. And whenever you go to a doctor, he's not your friend. He's there to conduct business. Okay? He's not going to turn you away if you go see him. That's like going to the drug dealer with your money and saying, should I get this crack or should I get this meth? And he's going to tell you, yeah, I get it. I actually ran into somebody who I befriended. And this person was on drugs. She wanted to get off, right? So her drug dealer came to the house, and we were talking to the drug dealer. We were like, can you not sell her drugs? She was like, no, that's my money. If she's coming to my house, she's coming to get drugs, and I'm going to take the money. If she don't come, I'm not going to go look for her. But if she comes, I'm going to give her what she's looking for. If you're going to the doctor, he's going to give you what you're looking for. So you need to be in preventive mode instead of emergency mode, okay? All right, so we're going to leave it there, and I hope that this helped. We're going to end the stream on YouTube. Yes. And then what's going on with Facebook? Let's see. Can I see? We have people on Facebook, but I don't see any people in the chat. So hi, Facebook. Holla back. If you have any questions, just show up weekdays at 11 and I'll answer the questions for you. Let's see. We're going to end Facebook. See you later. Blog Talk Radio, we're going to end the stream. It ended, but who knows? Okay. All right.
Thank you.